Not good news at the golf course?
No, we had our park board meeting last night. Mike Conchier, the golf course superintendent up at Gunflint Hills, gave us some grim news. It's a sad pun, but the greens are in rough shape.
Yeah, that's a bad pun.
I know, but we got to laugh at it because it's the weather. There's nothing we can do.
Yeah, because you were pretty cheery about it the last time we talked.
That cursed us. And yeah. Mike came back early from...
Yeah.
Yeah, so we had snow in April and May. And the greens up there, they're going to be in a recovering state, a temporary state. We've got some ice damage. There's going to be a later opening. You know, there's still snow up there. So, yeah. You know, it's difficult to tell with the weather forecast. It's got to be sort of day-to-day, week-to-week. But Mike let us know that Gunflint Hills hopes to open by Memorial Day weekend. We'll have some temporary greens and maybe some special promo, just kind of an open house.
Now, how do you have a temporary green?
You putt on the approach. You can, you know, set up your cup off of the area that we're reseeding. Yeah, we've got to do some major restoration up there, aerating, fertilizing, seeding, and hoping for warmer weather. So a bit of a rebuilding spring at the golf course.
Yeah.
But things will turn out. It'll be great by July. You know, we do a lot of business July and August. So we hope to be, and it's all weather dependent. I don't want to be too rosy again.
No, caught up on that.
We'll be lucky to be open by July. So.
Well, but how's the season look so far? You all sold out?
Yeah, campground's been really strong. Spring reservations have been up and up every month, 25% more. Pretty much full for RVs for July. Now we do have tent sites by the dozen. We're not really known for tenting. The state parks specialize in that. They're almost full. And now I'm going to shift maybe my campaign to tent in town, you know, pitch your tent with us. Those are the only sites left for July and August.
Are people down there now?
We have the seasonals, the monthlies that they are in for May. May 1st, we had probably six folks in, and every day one or two more arriving. So, yes, we are open. We open May 1st as planned. Limited water, but a lot of weekend traffic with, you know, overnighters. And I say a lot, like six rigs, but it feels fun to be back in business and the phones are ringing. And we're getting a lot of spring project work done.
And we can come up and look at the speaking of progress, the Community Connection site.
Yes, that's really exciting. It's been a week in the ground now of Thorsons and their crew out forming the stormwater ditch, the riparian treatments, a big fancy riprap blast rock ditch that is going to settle a lot of sediment and stormwater on its way to the lake before the lake, that is. We took out a culvert that was a real problem for us with sedimentation, and we turned it into a settling pond. So it's neat rock. It's blast rock. We're going to touch it up with some granite stone like we see in Harbor Park. The big, you know, beautiful native stones are going to be showcased here. And within another week, I bet we see the timber frame bridge go up.
Really?
Really. The folk school and the high schoolers carved that up last month. I stopped in on their class in April and saw the progress, and the beams are ready, and the footing's almost ready on the trail. And hopefully the kids will be back next week to raise the bridge. And we'll probably do a little PR for that, you know, get some folks down there, take a picture. It's really fun.
That'd be great.
Yeah, nice community connection project. We won't pave the trail till June. It's a little chilly for that right now.
Yeah, right.
But most of the site grading and the restoration, the tree work is all ahead in the next few weeks. So do look in on that corner if you'd like to see a project in work.
And when last we talked, you weren't real optimistic about the ball fields, but the girls are playing ball.
Finally. A month later, softball has resumed on our rec park field. The softball girls, I think, had their first home opener last week, Thursday, in the rain and sleet and 40-degree east wind.
Well, kind of like the Twins.
Yeah, hardy girls. So they're going to have to play like two games every day now for the next 3 weeks. And we'll look forward to hosting them when we do. I know there's a lot of makeup games on the schedule, but probably every other day you could catch a softball game down there.
Finally, Minnesota Land Trust. You sent me a lot complicated
maps,
correspondence and stuff. So,
well, we work with the Land Trust on our public land down at the park. They hold a conservation easement. Mm-hmm. Minnesota Land Trust and the city signed an easement on the property in 1996, included a property report that quantified building space. However, the spatial improvement was never quantified, the amount of parking space or tent space or off, you know, roads, et cetera. Improvements that we're trying to put a number on is the simple process here. We're working with newer GIS mapping and able to shade in areas of improvements on a map that create 41 acres of improvement. So it's a, you know, bureaucratic process of amending.
Yeah, but the land trust says you can have a certain percent, you can improve or build a certain percent of what you've got.
Existing, exactly. So the existing amount is important because the easement only allows for 50% future build of the existing
footprint. If you get a more accurate view of the land that's already improved, then that would inflate that figure so that you could do a few things that you need to do, like build a new park office.
Yes, and that and that's, you know, that was the case for the building square footage. Like, it was really important to know the square footage of the footprints of the building. And so they, in fact, measured that in 96 and came up with 30,000 square feet and signed off on that, you know, they being city council and the land trust. And so it was all agreed that we had 30,000 square feet of building space. And in theory, we could only build another 50% of that, i.e. 15,000 square feet. So that at the end of the day, you could only have 45,000 square feet of building in that property. And now we're simply trying to apply that math to improvements, improve space, parking, campsites, ball fields. And so a map has been created that treats the entire space as improved, and it's about 41 acres. So we simply have to agree to that base figure between city council and the trust, and should be a pretty easy process.
So stay tuned. Dave Tierstig is the manager for the Grand Marais Parks.